This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
China invests in green cars.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics around the world, and how it affects us here in the United States. China is a country gripped by air pollution. Factories are all over the place, and now more than ever, cars are everywhere. Today, the Chinese government announced it'll create new standards to encourage the widespread use of electric cars. Now, that news comes on top of plans to spend $15 billion to develop electric and hybrid vehicles. Marketplace's Shanghai Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
Some think the U.S. has fallen behind China in the development of green energy technologies, but China worries about keeping pace, too. Shanghai is so full of electric-powered motorbikes that it makes crossing the street a death-defying act. But automobile industry analyst Zheng Zhiling says in terms of electric cars, China thinks the U.S. and Japan are leading the way.
And that's why government tried to encourage Chinese company to take this opportunity to close the gap with the international players.
China hopes to put more than 1 million electric and hybrid vehicles on its roads within a few years. Part of this subsidy will pay for research and development among an alliance of 16 state-owned companies. Industry consultant Zhang Zhiyong says this is a good investment for a country that just surpassed the U.S. to become the largest automobile market in the world. And this $15 billion investment now makes China a world leader in government-funded R&D for electric vehicles, a message to the U.S. that a state-controlled economy has its advantages. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Well, staying in China now, that country today said it's considering dropping capital punishment for economic crimes. China executes more people than any other country in the world, but a draft law released today would remove 13 white-collar crimes from that list. Michael Bristow is the BBC's correspondent in China. He's with us live from Beijing. Hello, Michael.
Hello there.
All right. So what sorts of economic crimes are currently punishable by death? What are we talking about?
Well, there's a whole range of crimes. We've got issuing fake VAT invoices, falsely claiming export tax rebates, smuggling gold and silver out of the country, and other financial crimes. 13 in total will be struck down from the statute book, saying that they can be saying that they carry death sentences if indeed this proposal is put through the Chinese parliament.
And what caused the country, Michael, to reconsider its position? Why is it doing this?
Well, it's partly because of international pressure. The support for the death penalty here in China is very widespread. The government thinks it's a good way of cracking down on corruption. People think it's a good way of cracking down on corruption and other criminal offences as well. But many human rights groups say China simply executes too many people. And I think that's the reason why China's looking to cut the number of crimes down to 55 that carry the death penalty.
And very quickly, Michael, a time frame here?
We don't know yet. It's going to take some months, maybe years before this is put through. The Chinese government isn't yet saying how long it's going to take.
The BBC's Michael Bristow reporting from Beijing. Michael, thanks. Let's do the numbers. Asian shares were mixed today. European markets are higher at the moment, just slightly. Here at home Friday, the Dow slid 57 points to close at 10,213. For the week, the NASDAQ mustered a small gain, but the S&P and Dow were each off just under 1%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality.
Residents in Tuscumbia, Missouri, are using a new bridge that replaced a really old one. State officials said it was in bad need of replacing. Now, the new bridge cost millions of dollars. Much of it came from last year's stimulus package passed by Congress. Some there say it's bloated government spending, but the locals do like the bridge, as reporter David Weinberg explains.
It took me about 3 hours to drive from St. Louis west to Tuscumbia. It's a small town along the Osage River. When I arrived, there were hundreds of people gathered on the new bridge as the local high school marching band played the national anthem. Then came speeches from politicians, followed by a giant pair of scissors cutting a blue ribbon. The new bridge cost nearly $9 million to build, and it's the only way the town's 200 residents can cross the Osage without driving miles out of their way. Most people here make their living raising turkeys, hogs, and cattle. After the ribbon cutting, a parade of tractors led the way to a party in a nearby park. That's where I spoke with resident Joe Pryor. So do you think that most people in town support the federal stimulus?
We do for here. I'm not going to get the politics of it. I don't know if it helped the economy, but there are certainly worthy projects.
I also spoke with Leisha Thompson, a school librarian who also happens to be the mayor of Tuscumbia.
Do you think that the bridge had an economic impact on the town?
Absolutely. The only real business that we have here in the town is the convenience store. So, I mean, all the construction workers were eating lunch there every day. They were purchasing their gas there. So, I mean, of course it had an economic impact on us.
In the 2008 presidential election, nearly 70% of residents in Tuscumbia and the surrounding county voted Republican. When work began on the bridge in 2009, many Republicans outside the region blasted the project as an example of wasteful spending.
Politics in theory is quite a bit different from politics in practice.
David Kimball is a professor of political science at the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
In theory, Republicans are against the stimulus, against much of President Obama's initiatives, but when they see government spending in their backyard, they like it.
There are over 13,000 stimulus-funded transportation projects currently under construction around the country. This is David Weinberg for Marketplace.
And finally, we've been talking a lot about China today. Well, locals there say movie star Jackie Chan endorses just about anything. But the Los Angeles Times reports his track record leaves a lot to be desired. He plugged a Chinese mechanic school that was later embroiled in a diploma scandal. An air conditioner he talked up had reports of a unit blowing up. And the latest in the so-called Jackie Jinx, a shampoo he pitched to stop hair loss, reportedly had cancer-causing ingredients. One Chinese newspaper said Chan is, quote, a man who can destroy anything. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.